Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has finally come down between Jew and Gentile to form what Paul calls in Ephesians, the second chapter, one new man, one new humanity, which will be the full dwelling place of God for the greatest revival the world has ever seen. And in preparation for that revival, it's time to stop being in spectator sport. It's time. Your name is being called front and center stage. And Brenda Kuhneman has just written a brand new book called The Supernatural You, which is literally a handbook to convince you and then teach you that the power that is in the top evangelists the world has ever known, that same power that is in Jesus, is in you. And it's time. I mean, your name is being called to come to the front and center stage. Are you going to say yes or no? Brenda, I love the analogy you have of comparing the source of God's power to a river. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, of course, you know, Jesus is really the one that gave us this concept. He said in John 7:37-39, if any man thirst, let him come to me and take a drink. I mean, that's anybody. That means I don't care if you think you're the pinky toe of the body of Christ. You know, it's a common analogy I use. You think you're the most insignificant part. If you're thirsty, you come take a drink. It's available for you. And he said, he that believes on me, as the scripture said, out of his own belly, that means your spirit. So if you're listening today, I want to encourage you that out of your spirit, the Holy Spirit, is, if you're filled with him, will make that river source available for you to do signs, wonders, and miracles. Now, I know I hear by the Spirit, there's somebody out there, you need a desperate miracle in your finances today. I mean, there are so many people that are hungry for miracles, but I know there are somebody listening. You are like, if you don't have a miracle tomorrow, that you're like, you don't know what else you're going to do. In fact, I hear that you're in foreclosure in the house. And the Lord is saying, there's a miracle right now in your mouth. Speak it, release the miracle. That river is waiting to flow. You just release the miracle. Say, and this is the way I hear God say it, God saying, what do you want me to do? Just decree the thing, and it shall be established. Let me show you my power. Let me show you my miracle. So I want to encourage somebody with that that's listening. But you have a river that is available to flow through you to do the most unusual signs and wonders if through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me encourage people that are listening that the same God, now hear this so closely, the same God that said light come into existence is the same God that is working in you, the same God that parted the Red Sea, the same God that parted the waters of the Red Sea, the same God that did all of the signs and wonders in Egypt, the same God that healed people on the shore of Galilee is in your own spirit. What are you waiting for? You are anointed. And so I want to encourage you as you're listening, you can release the anointing. Now, and if I could just give you just a few pointers that'll help you, because I've done these things in my own life, and I've seen some of the most incredible supernatural occurrences when I've put certain principles to practice. Number one, pray in the Spirit. And I believe in a few moments we're going to be able to pray for some people to get filled with the Holy Spirit. In fact, you didn't even have to make it hard. I didn't make it hard. I got filled with the Holy Spirit in the bathroom. I walked in, said, Holy Spirit, fill me. And I spoke in tongues. Well, you know, people say, I don't know if I could do that. Well, yeah, you can. Just open your mouth. And in fact, if you're listening and you're just thinking, man, I'd love to try that, just do it. Let me encourage you. Just do it.
But I don't know what to say, some of them are saying.
Just move your mouth. Move your tongue.
And that's the deal. You won't know what to say. You won't hear it till you say it.
That's right. And
you won't walk on water till you move your own legs. You won't talk even in English till you move your own tongue and may start making sounds. So do something by faith. Just start speaking.
I walked in the bathroom and I said, Holy Spirit, fill me. And I said, well, I might as well start. And I moved my mouth and went, ba, ba, ba. And from there, I started praying in tongues. And so it started out what sounded like it was just me. But there is that, if you'll step out on the waters, if you find the greatest miracles of Scripture is when people stepped out and did the miracles. It wasn't because they waited for God to wallop them on the side of the head and then they went out and did a miracle. They stepped out in the supernatural, because it is a walk of faith. You have to believe it before you see it. And so I've seen, by taking these steps of the supernatural, I've seen some of the most incredible occurrences in my own life. I mean, I couldn't even list. And can I just say this, Sid, if this is okay for the listeners? It is so much better to live that way, to know that you have a resource from God to do and to work and to bring about miraculous occurrences every time. It's so much better than feeling like you're on your own. I mean, I can pull on that river anointing for whatever I need at any moment. I can call on it. But I want to kind of give some of the believers a few principles that I think would help them. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, to tap into that power, number one, believe you're anointed. Jesus, the first thing he said in Luke 4:18, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." He had to stand up and decree it. It was the first way he started his ministry. Came out of the wilderness. The Bible says he went into the wilderness in Luke 4 to be tempted of the devil. When he left the wilderness, the Bible said he came back in the spirit of power, and the first thing he said was, "I'm anointed." And so if you want to be used in the anointing, you decree a thing. Say, "I'm anointed.
I'm anointed.
I have the power of God upon me.
I have the power of God upon me.
I'm ready to go and minister and to pray for the sick." I always say, "I'm anointed." These hands are anointed.
These hands are anointed.
This body's anointed.
My body's anointed.
When I do that, it ignites the faith that I have for that river to begin to flow. That's the first one. You have to believe it. And the best way to believe something, and of course, Sid, we know this principle, is you speak it to where your own ears can hear it. And I've done this with people in conferences where thousands of people were there, and people literally, you don't have to lay hands on them. Literally, they, you know, tumors fall off. People, I had a story of a lady. I said, "Everybody, how many of you know you are anointed?" They began to scream and shout. This one lady brought a testimony the next night. She had been at that meeting. The next night, she was healed, brought a doctor's report. She had had a blood test, was healed of HIV. I mean, I'm telling you, when people know what they have, what's in them, they can receive self-deliverance. They can step into the power of God. They can see cancers healed. They can see their sick. They can see prodigals come back. In fact, I know there's people listening. You've got prodigals out there who are away from the Lord. But there's an anointing in you, that river. There's rivers, plural, to call them back. To call them back. And so believe you're anointed. Second is pray in the Spirit. Make a practice.
How much do you pray in the Spirit?
I pray in the Spirit regularly. So that means sometimes, let me say it this way, sometimes I'll set aside maybe an hour. But you know, I don't want to make people feel like, wow, you know, I've got to go pray an hour. And, you know, especially, you know, that housewife that she's just trying to get the kids on a schedule. And you can, I've had my greatest times of praying in tongues while I'm cooking dinner in the evening. I just walk around, I pray in the Spirit, pray in tongues while I'm getting ready.
Oh, I go out to the gym and I sit on an exercise bike, and I guess a lot of people think I'm crazy, or a Hebrew word, meshuggah, but I redeem the time. I pray in tongues. That gym is so anointed.
Yes, that is the way. And praying in tongues is a doorway to those rivers of the Spirit, because Jesus said it. He said the rivers... This he was speaking of the Spirit, John 7:38. This he was speaking of the Spirit that should come after. That was the sign that filled the believers on Pentecost. They began to pray in tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. So I find the more I pray in tongues, the more manifestations of the supernatural I have. And so I would encourage people listening, if you really want to see miracles, pray in the Spirit. You have to believe it. Say, "I'm anointed." And then you begin to pray in tongues. Make a habit of it. Just in throughout your daily life, include it. You can ride in a car. I think there's different dimensions of praying in the Spirit. And I teach in the book about stepping into different dimensions and tongues, and so I would encourage the listeners to listen to that or to read that, because you, if you step into different dimensions of praying in tongues, you see more occurrences.
Wait, give me a few of the dimensions of praying in tongues.
Well, human beings kind of tend to be, we don't like to be always too expressive, especially when you get over into Christendom. We kind of, church has kind of trained us a little bit to, well, you know, this is how you have church, and this is how you pray, and you sit down in a chair, or you kneel by your bed. And that's all good, but I think there's different kinds of praying in the Spirit. Let me just kind of give you an example. I've had times where I've laid on the bed and just prayed in tongues, just above a whisper, you know, just a little bit, little bit. But then I've had other times where it comes out like a lion. Like, you know, there's different kinds of water, and I teach in the book, in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, there were four rivers that came out of Eden, and they all represent different things. The river that went, Hiddekel, that went toward Assyria was a raging river. Hiddekel means raging. It was a rapid water. Then there was the river Euphrates, which means fruitful. And so some dimensions of tongues are like warfare. They're roaring tongues. And I've had times where I had one occurrence where I was praying in the wildest tongues. I mean, it's just unusual praying in tongues. For a family that was in our church, their child was really sick, and the doctors were giving a bad report. And something just, I yielded myself, prayed in the Spirit. This, I mean, tongues that almost sounded unusual to your own ears. And as I was praying, it just, boom, just came out of me. I think I was there maybe 20, 30 minutes. And just intense praying in tongues. And they called and said, the doctor said the baby's healed.
Mm.
That was one dimension of tongues.
Brenda, we don't have time. We'll pick up here on tomorrow's broadcast. But Mishpocha, this book, The Supernatural You, is literally, it is so, do you feel the presence of God on what Brenda is saying? That presence of God is all over this book. You'll be so convinced that you can do the same things that Brenda's talking about by the time you finish it. You need it. It's called The Supernatural You, and a bonus CD called Twilight Sleep from a Dream, in which God instructed Brenda on how to teach us to prepare for the return of Jesus and what he's about ready to do with Israel. And the second special bonus CD is called Doorway to the Supernatural. This will cause you to want to pray in tongues more than you ever have before. And if you've never prayed in tongues, it'll teach you how, a special prayer to be able to speak in tongues, and then how you can lead others to the baptism in the Holy Spirit. All three available for a donation of $25. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.